previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Automotive Business Council NAMSA says US tariffs could plunge South Africa's car industry into a socio-economic crisis. It believes auto hubs in the Eastern Cape risk becoming ghost towns if the tariffs come into force. In a statement released yesterday, NAMSA says the US tariffs directly threaten thousands of jobs in the sector, could disrupt hard-won industrial capabilities, and risk devastating communities such as East London, where the auto sector forms the economic heartbeat of the town. The statement from NAMSA follows the figures we reported on yesterday morning, which show an 85% crash in exports to the US in May. In similar vein, Business Leadership South Africa CEO Busi Mavuso describes the Trump administration's decision to impose 30% tariffs on South African exports as deeply concerning. Says Mavuso in her weekly newsletter, the country must prepare for the worst-case scenario. She believes that interventions like those used during the COVID crisis could be useful in dealing with the tariff fallout and save thousands of jobs. Mavuso notes that while some businesses will be able to find new markets for their output, in the short term, they will face a shock that will ripple through their supply chains. ArcelorMittal South Africa is in trouble again. Despite a 1.7 billion rand lifeline earlier this year from the IDC, AMSA says a flood of cheap imports and Transnet performing at its lowest level ever have significantly hit its costs. As a result, it has taken a hit of 317 million rand in the first 6 months of this year in unplanned direct operational and handling costs. At stake, some 3,500 jobs at AMSA's long steel mills in Newcastle and Vereeniging. AMSA says it will only be able to continue to operate with further external financial support. The company wants government to choke off the cheap imports, but as Business Day comments this morning, that's masking AMSA's real problems, which are high electricity costs and Transnet's poor performance. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 down 0.4%, London's FTSE up 0.3%, in New York the Dow up 0.2%, the S&P 500 up 0.1%, the Nasdaq up 0.3%, Tokyo this morning up 0.1%, Hong Kong up 0.2%, Sydney up 0.5%. The US dollar is unchanged at 1.17 to the euro, the rand a tiny fraction firmer, 17.89 to the dollar, 20.89 to the euro, 24.03 to sterling. Gold at 3,357, platinum 1,377, Bitcoin off its record highs just under 117,400, Brent crude oil just under $69 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.